apt to evidence. Back at Catterley Manor, the guests are growing more and more uncomfortable in their presence of Lady Catterley's bloody corpse. Fortunately, one enterprising member of the party decides to cover her up, using a red velvet curtain from the window. But as they pull it down, moonlight floods the room, revealing a bookcase on the far wall which is mysteriously ajar. Could it be a secret passageway? One by one, the group enter the dark corridor, wondering where it will take them, what they'll discover, and how many spiders will find refuge in their hair. After only a short distance, they empty out into another, much pinker, more flamboyant chamber, Lady Catterley's bedroom. With the body safely behind them, the suspects turn detectives look about the room. The entrance to the secret passageway is poorly hidden by a pink satin sheet. Later, investigators will argue that the word secret should never have been used in this case. Yet the fact remains, with the library door locked from the inside, the murderer must have used the passageway to reach their victim. But which of the guests had previously known about the passageway's existence? The rest of the room is unremarkable except for a writing desk and a wall of wigs, punctuated by a framed photograph of two identical tennis players. Finally, there is a pink, four-poster bed occupied by an alarming number of cats. Might private papers be found on the writing desk, or are the cats hiding something more suspicious? Voting time. Should you examine the writing desk, listen to track 2A, or take a closer look at the bed, listen to track 2B?